AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Defense lawyers are vowing to appeal the convictions of four former Blackwater security guards after a federal judge handed down lengthy prison terms for their role in a 2007 shooting of unarmed civilians in Iraq. The judge sentenced former guard Nicholas Slayton to life in prison, three others to 30 years for their roles in the shootings that killed 14 Iraqi civilians. Kristen Slough is the wife of one of the guards.
Within the next 2 weeks, the judge in this case will receive motions requesting new trials on behalf of each defendant. Despite the judge's decision to proceed with sentencing the defendants today, their families are hopeful that he'll rule favorably on these motions based on newly obtained evidence directly from the DOJ.
Prosecutors in Oklahoma have charged a reserve sheriff's deputy, an insurance executive, with manslaughter in the death of a man fatally shot as he lay on the ground. The sheriff's office had said Robert Bates mistakenly used his handgun instead of a stun gun. Andre Harris says he can't imagine how his brother Eric felt taking his final breath.
With a knee to your head, people sprawling you out, a 74-year-old man coming, boom, gun you down, and he's hollering out for help, and there's no aid.
Challenging the White House over Iran, a Senate committee votes Tuesday on a bill giving Congress a chance to weigh in on any final nuclear agreement. Iraq's prime minister is making an in-person appeal to President Obama today for more help in defeating the Islamic State militants. Fortunately for the airport worker who fell asleep in the cargo hold of an Alaska Airlines plane, that hold is temperature controlled. The plane headed back to Seattle after the pilot heard banging from below.
The crew member was fine, checked out by our medics and folks. No injuries with the gentleman, and he was referred for precautionary reasons to a local hospital.
Airport spokesman Perry Cooper. This is AP Radio News. Opening prayer at a political event doesn't usually get interrupted by wild applause, but supporters of Senator Marco Rubio in Miami couldn't contain their enthusiasm.
Evangelist Greg Laurie prayed,
"We've come here tonight to support a man that we believe loves you and loves this country, Senator Marco Rubio."
While that may have sounded like an endorsement, Laurie reminded the crowd he wasn't talking to them.
"You're not supposed to clap in a prayer."
Rubio then told the crowd,
"To succeed on this journey, I will need your prayers and your support and ultimately your vote."
I'm Steve Coleman.
Animal control officers fired a tennis ball under a house near Los Angeles, hoping to scare out the cougar hold up there, but it hasn't budged. This animal control officer says they may just have to wait the cat out.
"This lion was here. This lion will be here. This lion will be wherever he wants to be."
Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.